morning, everybody, and today's podcast is going to be about getting off to a good start. You know, and that could be a new year, a new week, a new day. More importantly, we like to take small bites out of the situation here at the Motivational Trainer and build consistent habits. And with that consistent habit on a daily basis, you know, those translate into long-term achievable goals. So let's talk about some examples. You know, what we like to do here at the Motivation Trainer is as soon as we wake up in the morning, we hit the ground running. Now, you could either be a early riser or you could sleep in a little bit. It really doesn't matter. You know, go with what your body and what you naturally like to do. We don't want to fight against the current. But what we want to do is we want to get into, as soon as we do get up and get going, we want to get into a good state. How I like to do that is the first thing I do every morning, I play before the morning. You know, before I get up in the morning, the first thing I do before I go to bed is I meditate. And meditation has been something that I've struggled with over the years, but I'm really starting to now understand the power of meditation because we are pre-wired with certain functioning. Ever since we're a little kid, you know, you learn these situations from your parents and your surroundings, and those situations become your reality. So by the time we're in adulthood, we already have these unconscious things set in our body, and we naturally do them because we've been doing them for many years. So what I like to do before I go to bed is I like to meditate, and I like to just sit there and, you know, meditation, I always struggle with. I like doing things I struggle with. I like, overcoming those barriers. When I was younger, I really didn't think it was possible, but now as I've grown older and become more aware of my situations and my body, you know, anything, whether it's fasting, whether it's meditation, has become more realistic to me. Not that I'm saying I have them now perfect, because we don't shoot for perfect, but, you know, I can do them, and I can recognize the benefits of them. So on meditation, the night before, what I like to do is, you know, I always thought meditation had to be this, you know, deep spiritual thing where, you know, you get into this kind of zone, and you do eventually, but in the beginning, it's very difficult to achieve because naturally we have so many distractions in our lives. We're always thinking about something else going on. You know, we have our cell phone next to us, we have the TV on, we have all these things. You know, what really helped me with meditation is just sitting there, just having the control over my body, naturally wants to constantly move because it's wired to constantly move. And if there's something else going on, just to sit there for a couple minutes, you know, 10 minutes. That's all I really meditate for. I'm not a monk. I can't sit there and meditate for hours, nor do I really want to meditate for hours. But what I want to do is I want to be able to sit there and rewire my brain and make my brain more conscientious of the surroundings. And I have been able to do that, which is 10 minutes a night. So with that 10 minutes a night, what I do is I initially start with my breathing to kind of get me to relax and get me to focus. And while I'm breathing, once I get the distractions out of my mind, once I get the day-to-day things that are distracting me from doing what I need to do, I start to think about things I want to get me excited, to get me into an excited state. Now, these are your dreams. These are the things that are the Hail Marys that, you know, if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? Whether it be a nice, fast, fancy car, whether it be a big family, whether it be a yacht, a private jet, an abundance of wealth, whatever that is to get you excited, that's why I initially started thinking of. Because when you start focusing on those types of things, then your mind really kind of gets into a certain mood, if you will, and it allows you then to bring it back in and do those day-to-day things you need to do to get to that position in your life. So when I'm thinking about, you know, what I want my family to look like, or what I want my house to look like, or what I want my finances to look like, after I've done that for a couple minutes, and, you know, you have your eyes closed, you don't have a lot of things going on, there's no distractions, you're sitting in a quiet place, so you don't know how much time it takes. When you start to kind of feel your brain relax and be excited about those types of situations, because your brain can't tell the difference between reality and what it is you're actually thinking about. So that's why you want to get into a quiet place where you can kind of get into that zone. Once I'm there, then I start thinking about the day-to-day things I need to do to get to those achievements. You know, I start thinking about, you know, where I, when I hear my alarm in the morning, don't constantly hit the snooze button. You hear your alarm, and you get up out of bed. And it's not just that one thought. You know, you got to think it over and over, you know, kind of game plan for the next morning. As soon as I hear that alarm, I get up and I get out of bed. As soon as I hear that alarm, I get up and just kind of visualize yourself doing that and other tasks throughout the day. So once I visualize myself getting out of bed, when I hit, when not hitting the snooze, you know, what am I going to do next? You know, what am I, going to go for a walk? Am I going to go for a run? Am I going to go weight train? What type of exercise I'm going to do next to get myself into my body moving, to get my body into motion? With that, I start thinking of my daily routine, my morning routine. You know, drinking lemon water, drinking my my coffee with good fats. I'm thinking the coffee's with good fats now because it really seems to jump my system and keep me, start me off in a good position to not think about nutrients or food and be able to fast. So when I'm waking up or when I'm in this meditation state, I'm thinking of getting out of bed, you know, getting right out of bed, getting my body moving first thing in the morning, not being sluggish about my movements, getting substances in my body to let my body know that the nourishment is there and you don't have to worry about that through lemon water, through citrus water, through my coffee. And then I start planning out my day in my head. You know, what am I going to do the first thing? I always make my priority list for the next day in my head, whether it's, you know, I got to get this task done or I got to talk to this person. You know, anything I need to get done, I do in my head first thing in the morning. That's always my first responsibilities. And then through there, I kind of plan out my leisurely activities throughout the day, if there's room for that. You know, some days I have days where I just have too much going on. You know, it's one thing after another. I have all these tasks I have to achieve, and that's how my day goes. But even on days I don't have an abundance of responsibilities going on, I still like to visualize, you know, what am I going to do with my free time? Am I going to enjoy going to the park with my kids? Am I going to spend it with my wife doing something? And those little things. And what that allows you to do over time allows you to wire your brain into a situation where you're not just on autopilot. You're not just going through the same routine that's been embedded in your body for your entire life. Now you're taking control of what's happening from day to day. This is not something that happens overnight, guys. This is something that's taken me months to achieve. But, you know, as you start recognizing results, then it becomes really exciting. You know, these months have been a fun journey for me, and that's what I'm really learning to do. I'm really learning to enjoy the process of everything and not the end result. And that comes a part of, that's part of the coaching program. You know, you got to get away from just the instant gratification. Instant gratification is never something that's long lasting. The instant gratification is always something that, you know, is temporary and has an immediate fix, but it's not long lasting. What we really want to do with the motivational trainer program is we want to get you in a position where you're recognizing results that are sustainable. It's not just a fix to get you away from something that's an unwanted desire or, you know, something that you don't want to be going on in your life. We want you to get you in a state where you don't have those situations. And not saying that there's not going to be bad times, but when those bad times happen, they're going to be far and few, and you're going to be able to learn how to cope with those types of situations. They're not going to affect your entire day, your entire week, entire month. So thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. If you liked what you heard, give me a thumbs up, 5-star review, leave a comment. I'm always looking for good feedback or constructive criticism, and we'll talk tomorrow. Have a good day. If you are interested in joining the program, the training program, jump on my calendar. It's a 30-minute call just to kind of figure out where you're at and what I can do to help work with you, and then we'll go from there. Thank you so much. Have a good one.